Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the email address, please?
TETKLA@hotmail.com.
Okay, can I have the zip code?
15217.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Not pulling anything up with that email. Can I try the first and last name?
Well, what company is this? May I ask you that?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies. For me to be able to see who you have services with, I would need to first pull up an account. Can I have the first and last name on the account, please?
Yes. Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Trigalet, T-R-I-G-A-L-E-T.
Okay, I'm looking for that. My zip code was 15217, correct?
Seven. Yes.
Okay, so I'll make sure I heard that correctly. Thank you. Okay, Miss Denise, can I have the shipping address, please?
5855 Phillips Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I've pulled up an account with that information. Allow me just a moment to go ahead and review to see what you have with us, please.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm showing that this was for our factory direct savings store gadgets club membership, ma'am. Initially, yes, ma'am, you received a gift for just the shipping cost of the $7.45. And then 3 days after signing up for our factory direct savings store gadgets club, you were going to be billed the membership fee, which was going to be $49.97 each month that you were enrolled, ma'am.
Okay, I don't know what this membership fee is for. It's a fraudulent charge as far as I'm concerned.
Do you remember ever selecting the Wi-Fi booster as the gift for $7.45, ma'am, shipping?
I didn't hear what you said about the gift. What gift?
Yes, ma'am. It was initially what you selected for the gift for the factory direct savings store was the Wi-Fi booster. It would cost you just the shipping cost of $7.45. Do you remember authorizing that charge?
I do remember that, but I did not. There must have been some small print somewhere because I did not intend to send up for a membership with this.
Yes, ma'am. It was disclosed in the terms and conditions you were signing up for the membership. That's why you were receiving the gift for just the shipping cost of $7.45 to receive it.
Well, I'm disputing that charge. Who would I contact about that?
Ma'am, I do apologize. The charges are valid charges, ma'am. It's not fraudulent. You had to initially agree to the terms and conditions when you placed the order. I'm working, though, on canceling this out for you today. What I can do for you as a courtesy is issue a 50% refund back to the account, ma'am, for the membership fee that was billed on 5/11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get that refunded in for you. Please stay in line.
Okay.
I recommend in the future, make sure you thoroughly read those terms and conditions when placing the order online. It does provide you with what you are ordering.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost done with this cancellation and working on that refund for you. Thank you for your patience.
Sure.
I'm still here. I'm working on the cancellation and refund. Thank you for your patience. I'm sorry, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. I'm working on the refund for you. Okay, your account's been fully canceled out. I'm just placing the notes on the account, and the account also has been refunded 50%. I'll have a confirmation number in just a moment.
Sure.
Okay. Your account has been refunded. The refund will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. And the account's closed out, and that's going to be for 2047 refund amount.
Why 2047? You said it was
$28.47. That's a 50% refund on that charge.
Why only a 50% refund?
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize. That's what I let you know we were going to do for you. You said okay, so I refunded it.
Mm.
That's a 50% refund. Are you ready for the confirmation number?
Mm-hmm. Give me a confirmation
number. Okay. Your account is canceled out, and the confirmation of cancellation is C, like in Chuck, 260138745. And for the 50% refund of 2847, that is going to be 722-803-5840. Okay.
Okay.
Your refund will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay, and do want to let you know.
Thank you for calling.
Excuse me? You know, I'm still going to report it. But thank you for processing
it. Ma'am, it was disclosed in the terms and conditions, ma'am. I'll go ahead and try to speak to my supervisor one last time to see what more we can do for you as a courtesy.
Okay.
Ma'am. Please stay on the line. Kimam, I went ahead and spoke with them and was able to get them to approve a full refund for that charge that was billed on 5/11. Allow me just a moment to get that corrected for you on the refund amount and adjust it for you. Please stay on the line. Thank you, ma'am. I went ahead and adjusted that refund amount. It's going to be for the full refund of $56.95. I'll be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, ma'am, for you. Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. The confirmation number is going to be the same number.
Same number? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.